An Ohio couple, Melissa and Scott Warner, went to the Arlington National Cemetery yesterday filled with worry. They'd been upset ever since a report in June by the Army Inspector General found that as many as 211 graves were unmarked or misidentified. The couple asked that their son's body be exhumed to make sure the remains were really his. NPR's Allison Keyes reports.
Scott Warner is a portrait of grief. The fragile, bird-like man wears a black fedora, black suit, and black gloves. The lines of his face are etched with sorrow, and he's talking about how it feels to wonder whether the coffin buried in Section 60 here actually holds the remains of his son.
I'm hoping today that we will know that it is our son.
Scott Warner stood, holding his son's dress Marine cap. Marine Private Heath Warner was just 19 when he was killed in Iraq. He died in 2006, just 3 months after being deployed on September 11th that year. The report this year about the record-keeping issues upset the family.
At that point, the question marks and the doubts began.
So the family asked the cemetery for paperwork proving their son was buried where Arlington said he was, but it was inaccurate and worried them more. Yesterday morning, Scott Warner and his wife Melissa sat on chairs by their son's gravesite and watched as their son's coffin was exhumed and opened. Officials matched a tag on Heath Warner's casket to a tag in the pocket of his dress uniform. But Scott Warner wanted more proof. His son had been severely wounded, and the family originally identified him by a distinctive tattoo on his arm.
So I made them, I know it sounds crude, but they had to dig for his arm because of the state of the body. And they did find his arm, and I had them clean his arm, and I was able to verify his kanji, and I knew then it was Heath for sure.
We regret very much that the Warner family lost confidence in our processes at Arlington Cemetery.
Army spokesman Gary Tallman says he hopes the positive identification will go a long way in restoring that confidence, and the Army is deeply sorry for their loss and the pain the family endured. This isn't the first family to have questions. Tallman says 1,100 families called the cemetery after the report about the graves. In fact, another body at Arlington had to be moved 3 weeks ago after an Army staff sergeant's wife had his grave opened amid concerns he was buried in the wrong place. Again, Gary Tallman.
Look, we've been under no illusions since the Army IG report came out in a few months ago that we would not find more discrepancies. We did. We contacted the families involved. We fixed those problems, they're satisfied they were fixed, and we're going to continue to work with any family that calls Arlington Cemetery to make sure they're confident.
But even though Warner has identified his son, he still doesn't trust Arlington. And while he's having his son's remains reinterred here, he wants Congress to enact legislation to allow families to have headstones of their loved ones at Arlington, but allow them to be buried somewhere else where there's better oversight. He'd also like to see tourist operations at Arlington temporarily suspended, because he doesn't think it can be both a mecca for tourists and a cemetery for grieving families. Finally, Scott Warner issued an apology to his son.
Melissa and I want to say we're sorry to Heath.
Warner says they had to do this.
We just want Heath to know that we love him, and he did this for him.
Allison Keyes, NPR News, Washington.